USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the war in Ukraine is going according to plan. Putin also claiming the casualties were the fault of Ukrainian neo-Nazis. He said Ukraine uses civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, evidence has suggested the war has been poorly planned and Ukraine says Russia is targeting civilians. President Biden is signing a bill ending forced arbitration in workplace cases of sexual assault and harassment. During a White House photo op, Biden saying too many women are denied a chance to do anything about sexual assaults or harassment they may have faced.
Forced arbitration shielded perpetrators, silenced survivors, enabled employers to sweep episodes of sexual assault and harassment under the rug, and it kept survivors from knowing if others have experienced the same thing.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is once again affecting the sports world.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from the Winter Paralympic Games starting Friday. The IPC initially announced it would allow the warring nation athletes to compete with neutral colors and flags. Criticism for its initial decision was termed a betrayal that sent the wrong message to Russia's leadership. The pushback led to the ban at the Beijing China Games. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United Nations is moving forward on the first global plastic pollution treaty. Officials are hoping they can reach an agreement by the end of 2024. The executive director of the UN Environment Program calling it an insurance policy for this generation and future ones. Broadway making an impressive COVID comeback. 92% of seats at Broadway theaters were filled last week. A new high for the season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A governor says thanks, but no thanks when it comes to running for a Senate seat.
Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was... The jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A bill barring biological males from competing in women's sports is now law in Iowa. It was signed by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.